We reached the chicken house only seconds after I had sounded the alarm. The first thing we did upon reaching the scene of the crime was to plow into the middle of seven hens who were loitering outside. They were pecking around in the dirt and clucking to each other and performing the usual absurd rituals you expect to find among chickens, who are stupid beyond belief. Since they were blocking our path, we seized the opportunity to mix pleasure with business. We just, by George, bulldozed them and sent them squawking in all directions. I love doing that. We sent them packing, that is, and once again I experienced that feeling of exhilaration and well-being and mental health and so forth. That done, we plunged into the murder house and went to work. As my eyes adjusted to the gloomy light, I did a visual sweep of the walls and ceiling, using my photogenic memory to record even the smallest details. Well, Drover, do you notice anything unusual?
Yeah, it stinks in here.
Exactly. And does that tell you anything?
I'm glad we're not chickens.
I gave him a stern glare. Let's not dwell upon the obvious. We're looking for clues, the tiny details that form the signature of the criminal.
Well, let's see here. Wait, hold it! What's that over there?
I rushed over there, following the angle of Drover's nose. It led me to the west wall, in the very gloomiest corner of the room. There, my eyes fell upon some mysterious form of writing. This is some mysterious form of writing, Drover.
Yeah, and it's written in red. Could it be?
I'll take it from here, Drover. Red writing. Does that ring any bells with you? He lifted one ear.
Not really.
Here's a hint. Grandma's house.
Dinner bell.
Forget the bells, Drover, and concentrate on the hints. Here's another one. Woof.
Arf?
No.
Bow wow?
Woof, the animal, a ferocious beast waiting to eat someone.
Oh, well, let's see here. What was the first thing you said?
Red writing. The huge blank of his face suddenly filled with signs of recognition.
I've got it! I've got it! Little Red! Oh, my gosh! You don't think the killer was Little Red Riding Hood, do you?
Yes, Drover. Either Little Riding Hood or someone in her disguise. She left a clue behind, as they always do, never dreaming that we would put Red and writing together and come up with her true identity.
What made her do such an awful thing?
We don't have the answer to that one yet, but I have an idea that it's just a matter of time until we come up with a motive.
It makes me sad.
Snap out of it, Drover, because there's still more to come. The mysterious message was written in red, correct?
Yeah, I already said that.
But I said it first.
But I saw it first.
But I entered the chicken house first.
But I was the first one up this morning.
Yes, Drover, but I never went to bed, so your claim to being the first one up just doesn't hold water. Suddenly, his eyes popped open.
Oh, my gosh! Speaking of water, I got to go!
We're in the middle of a very important investigation.
Yeah, but we're fixing to be in the middle of a flood.
He was hopping up and down and biting his lip. Very well, Drover. You may be excused, but this will have to go into your record. He scrambled out the door. I waited inside, tapping my toe and counting off the seconds. I hate wasting time. He returned moments later, wearing a big smile.
I'm ready for anything now.
Where were we?
Let's see. I was the first one up this morning.
No, you weren't. And why were we talking about that in the first place?
Well, let's see.
He thought. I waited.
I don't remember. Something about water.
Yes, of course. Water is very important to all life on Earth. Without water, there would be no watermelons, and I've lost my train of thought.
I've always wanted to ride a caboose.
Wait, I've got it. We were discussing the mysterious red writing, and I was about to point out a very important detail that escaped your attention.
You mean that it might have been written in blood?
I narrowed my eyes and glared at the runt. Who's in charge of this investigation, me or you?
Well, you, I guess.
That's correct. I'm in charge of the investigation, and if there are any new and startling revelations to be made, I will be the one to make them. Is that clear?
Okay, but I was the first one up this morning.
Fine. You were the first one up, and now you'll be the first one to shut your little trap while I revealed that this mysterious message on the wall was probably written in blood.
Oh, my gosh!
Yes, indeed. Now we are only one step away from wrapping this case up. The only question left unanswered is, what does the mysterious message say?
Gee, I never thought of that.
I will now move closer to the wall and try to encrypt and decipher the message. I moved closer to the wall and studied the message. It appeared to consist of a single word. All right, Drover, stand by. The first letter is A.
Oh, that's awful.
The second letter appears to be an L.
Okay, I got it, Hank. That makes A-L.
Exactly. The third letter is F, followed by an R.
A-L-F-R. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Patience, son. The next letter is E. And, stand by, the final letter is a D. There we are, Drover. Now read them all back to me.
A-L-F-R-E-D.
There must be some mistake. That doesn't spell Little Red Riding Hood.
Maybe she couldn't spell.
Very possibly, Drover.
Wait! It sounds kind of like Alfred, doesn't it?
Alfred?
Little Alfred.
Huh? I whirled around and took a closer look at the... Drover, if you had studied the clues more carefully, you would have realized that this word was written in red crayon, not blood.
Oh, my gosh, it's getting worse and worse. You think Little Alfred was the killer?
No.
The chicken bled red crayon instead of blood?
No.
I'm all confused.
Yes. I paced back and forth in front of him. Drover, in your report of the ghastly murder, you mentioned that the killer had cut up the chicken's heart and poured the pieces out on the ground. Do you see any signs of a chicken heart?
Well, not really.
Your report went on to say that blood was everywhere, to use your exact words. Do you see any signs of blood?
Well...
There is no blood, Drover, and there are no pieces of a chicken's heart. That means there was no murder. It means that Little Alfred wrote his name on the chicken house wall with a red crayon. It means that you have led us on a fool's errand.
Well, I'll be darned. I sure thought... You don't reckon I dreamed all that, do you?
I stopped pacing and stabbed him with a gaze of solid steel. I reckon you did, you dunce. I had just told you that I was pouring my heart out to you.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, but instead of listening to a friend in need, you concocted an outrageous story about blood and murder.
I knew it had something to do with hearts.
Drover, you have just brought the security division to its lowest point in history. Do you realize that if someone had been watching us for the past half hour, he might very well think that we are a couple of fools?
Boy, that's wrong.
Of course it is, but mere facts can lead to a false impression. Hence, you and I will take a vow of secrecy and swear never to reveal the deep, dark stupidity of what we've just done.
My lips are sealed.
I put my paw on his shoulder. And remember, Drover, even though it's unpleasant to lie and cover up, we're doing this for our own good.
Yeah, and somebody had to do it.
Exactly. Now, we will sneak out of here and forget this ever happened and hope that nobody was watching. And with that, we backed out the door and erased the entire incident from the memory of the world. Note, at this point in the story, I would appreciate it if you would remove this chapter from your tape, since it contains very sensitive information that could damage the future work of the security division. Thanks.